She's a potential nominee for Secretary of State, but there are questions over what she said after the deadly attack in Benghazi. UN Ambassador Susan Rice back on Capitol Hill today, not getting the reaction she'd hoped for from key Republican senators.
And Washington Post political reporter Aaron Blake joins us now live. He is a contributor to The Fix. Aaron, good to have you back here on WTOP.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Rice met with Senator Susan Collins of Maine today. If Susan Rice can't get support from a relative moderate, is there any chance she can get beyond this Benghazi issue?
Yeah, I think this was even more of a setback than yesterday. Obviously, yesterday she met with Lindsey Graham, who's kind of a more moderate senator, but also with John McCain. And both of those guys are pretty conservative when it comes to issues of foreign policy. Susan Collins is a pretty down-the-line moderate, and the fact that she's raising the same kind of questions about Susan Rice as these other senators doesn't speak well for Susan Rice's chances of getting many Republican votes when it comes to a potential confirmation hearing.
So what is going on here? Is this backlash because President Obama was reelected, or is this really about Benghazi?
You know, obviously Republicans would say it's about Benghazi. I think that Susan Rice has been put in a situation where she is the way that Republicans are going to get their answers about Libya, or their questions about Libya, rather, answered. She, because she is seen as the most likely pick for Secretary of State, is kind of the symbol of all of the unrest in the Republican Party over how that situation was handled. And she just happened to be the person who was out there speaking the administration's talking points in the days after. So this is a really good way for Republicans to bring this issue to the forefront. And I think that's why we've seen such a heavy focus on her in particular.
Aaron, in our final 30 seconds, with all the negative momentum going on about Susan Rice, are we at the point where we could say that a potential nomination of her is in trouble on Capitol Hill?
I think that's fair to say. You know, anytime you get a Secretary of State nominated, you hope to get Republican votes, and you hope to get as many votes as possible. Republicans have gained some traction on this, and I think the Obama administration knows now that if they do nominate Susan Rice, those confirmation hearings are going to be a very difficult set of circumstances for them to deal with.
Aaron, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's the Washington Post political reporter, Aaron Blake.